This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, because it's Wednesday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Well, if you've joined, you're ready. Joining me again, as he does every Wednesday, is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and I'm going to catch you completely unaware because I anticipate very shortly getting back to nature. And I had in preparation for that, I have had a Glock 20 10 millimeter redone by Agency Arms, which means that I can carry those 41 Magnum semi-automatic type rounds with me into the field in case something bad is out there. The problem is that in South Carolina, for example, where they say that there are no cougars or mountain lions, where I have actually seen mountain lions, if you actually shot and killed one of them, you are in big trouble with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. Would this be something that I might be able to call second call defense on? Is that actually, I mean, do you guys handle the four-legged predators as well?
Well, you know what? I have with a gentleman who shot an unruly dog who came up on the porch, pit bull. To greet him one morning when he got out, the dog had been harassing his neighbor's dog for a long time, and he shot and killed the dog. And he called, and we represented him through, didn't go any further than me talking to the police, and it didn't go any further than that, but certainly it would. And your right to self-defense and your right to use lethal force doesn't stop at a human being. And for the DNR and for the state of South Carolina to tell you that you're in trouble if you defend your life against a wild animal, they have some serious trouble, and I would enjoy representing you if that ever happened.
Yeah, I haven't really often wondered about that, but see, like here in South Carolina, they will tell you that there are no mountain lions, except people keep seeing them. I mean, people put up trail cams and they do selfies outside of your house and everything. It's just a matter of time until there is an attack, because we are. I mean, if you were a deer hunter, you could come out here and have morning coffee with me and do your entire season in the morning, because they're out behind my house in this little itty-bitty 50-yard sliver of woods, because construction on my side has pushed it that far, and the construction coming from the other side is about to squeeze it out altogether, and they're still hanging there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure there's some bobcats out there, too, and I mean, you know, there has been a bear in this jurisdiction, I think. So, you know, just thinking about that.
And they're all over Ohio now, too. In fact, the DNR are disseminating pictures of both the mountain lion and the bobcat and letting people know that they're out there. And I can remember when they used to tell us in Pennsylvania there weren't any coyotes, when we would track them and see them chasing deer. So that's kind of interesting. But no, you're right. If the right to lethal force begins when you're in fear of death or certain bodily injury and serious bodily injury or harm, it doesn't say if it's a homo sapien. So I would think that you're on solid ground.
I would hope
and,
so.
And Second Call Defense will defend you.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. That is good to know. I mean, It's amazing how your job description just keeps widening out, isn't it? It's like the canal that, you know, initially they got to build so deep, so long, but yours just keeps getting wider and wider and wider.
Well, you know, you have a friend, you've had a friend on your show, Laura Carno, who says that government ruins nearly everything. Well,
yeah.
These questions come up because government makes stupid statements to Bill Frady.
Cool. Now, well, you go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say it's the same thing that's happening with the Trump administration right now. He's doing some wonderful things with the stroke of a pen. He's revitalized the coal country, where I'm from, Pennsylvania, and natural gas for fracking again and saving West Virginia. That's just common sense. Why anybody who cares and loves this country would take away people's living when we have the cleanest coal there is in the world, and yet we want to ship everything to China with no control? It makes no sense.
Well, especially if you're going to get into the climate change. Climate change is one of my favorite things, because I look at the climate change scheme as a way to come up with a new currency. They wanted
Al
to make,
Gore made an awful lot of money doing that, didn't he?
Well, he did with dollars, but they wanted to make this new currency called climate credit.
Yep. Talk about the fleecing of America. Billions of dollars were going to go. If you polluted, sure, you could pollute, but you got to pay for it.
Well, you know, now, I don't know if you know this, and if you do know this, I apologize for giving you this real quick thing, but back prior to becoming a state senator, Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett sat on the board of something called the Joyce Foundation. And they came up with this idea for the Chicago Climate Exchange, and they got J.P. Morgan Chase in on it. And they, once it was up and running, if they actually got climate change and climate credit as the law of the land, they thought that their yearly take could exceed $22 trillion.
Their take?
Their take.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were salivating over that one because, nobody talked that much about it. But, I mean, nobody's going to stop polluting. They just got to pay to pollute in this little scheme. And that means that, like, the IKEA table that you can buy for $15 after climate change, and climate credit comes into play, now you're paying $450 for it. But you can bet, and there's no change in the amount of pollution or anything. You're just buying clean air credit from the Congo or somewhere where it's not industrialized.
Well, I guess it's another way to shift income, much like Obamacare. But in this case, it was shifting income to Obama.
Yes. Well, back then it was, yes, directly to him, because he sat on the board and they thought that they would run the Chicago Climate Exchange. But that was one of their things they had going on. Always going on. Well, Obama was a very busy bee when he was a young man.
I guess he was more qualified than I to be a scoundrel than I realized.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's quite the guy, Barrack. Now he gets, I think he's sitting at some island resort. He's at Marlon Brando's resort. He's at the island that Marlon Brando bought, and he spends his days watching the sunset while he sips on something, and he won't take any phone calls from any of the only person he'll take phone calls from is Valerie Jarrett. Again, so.
Huh.
Now then, from April 28th through April the 30th, you'll be able to find Second Call Defense in Atlanta at the NRA meetup. They will have a booth there, even though Sean will be teaching people things and all this other stuff. But they will have a booth there. And if you haven't joined, this will be the time to join, because will there be a lot of associates there?
There'll be associates there. Bill Frady will be there, and I will be there. And actually, the National Rifle Association has asked me to create some more seminars and present some of the more popular ones at the annual meeting. The NRA is going to roll out their personal protection program, and they're also going to have in August a personal protection get-together for 3 days in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the only people there, the only vendors, everybody there is going to be all about personal protection, concealment, concealed carry. The NRA's new basic pistol program has been augmented now and improved to include a lot of things to deal with concealed carry, finally. So they got on board. They're in the thick of the concealed carry craze, and I'm so happy they're there.
All right, we'll be right back. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed.
Joining me again, my guest from Second Call Defense, CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. All right. You have, for those of you who do not frequent the page, let me take you, and Sean, I'm going to let you tell the story, Sean, because you know it as good as anybody would know it. I could read it verbatim, and you're probably going to get it better. But let's you and I discuss, coming from your blog page, from the secondcalldefense.org blog page, let's talk about the story of Gary Russell. You know which one I'm talking about?
He would be a gentleman from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
72-year-old guy.
Yep, and the names and locations were really changed in that article because when you're dealing with inner city, and I didn't want there to be any retribution to this kind, sweet, old gentleman. And what a case that was. You know, where do you want me to start? It was I can remember it vividly.
Well, it sounds like he was a victim of the knockout game.
Yeah, he and think about this. And when I answered the phone, Second Call Defense, he said, "I just shot a kid." And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he just shot a kid. And I said, what happened? He said, I was punched. I was knocked on the ground off my bicycle. Three kids surrounded me and began to kick me. And I realized that they were going to roll me or beat me to death. And I grabbed my Ruger. I pulled it out, and I shot. Which one did you shoot at? The one in the middle. Why? Because he was the closest. And then the conversation went on. Did you call 911? No. What happened? Well, when I shot, everybody scattered, and the person I shot, I saw him fall down across the street, and I got on my bike, and I drove home. So then we made the 911 call together. And then as I waited for, I think it was 52 or 57 minutes for the Philadelphia police to arrive at his home in almost downtown Philadelphia, you would think there'd be somebody around. We had an opportunity to talk about everything and to calm him down and relive that experience. And then I found out he was 72 years old. Well, when you're 72 years old, everybody's a kid. And then, you know, that made a lot more sense to me. But that was an unusual case because we had time. I said, where do you have your firearm? He told me. And I said, where do you normally store it? He said, in my dresser drawer. And I said, well, let's just take that off so there's not any problems. There's no mistakes when the police arrive. And they showed up. And we're having a conversation, and I can hear what's going on with the cell phone, and I hear him saying, you need to come down to the station, you need to make a statement. And he said, well, I really have nothing to say. They said, well, we need you to come down. And I said, let me talk to the police officer, hand the phone, identify myself. And I said, is my client under arrest? They said, no. We want him to come down to the station and talk to us and make a written report. I said, okay, thank you. I handed the phone back to him, and I said, Gary, you're not going anywhere. And had found him an attorney already in Philadelphia, called the Philadelphia attorney conference for all three of us in, had a long discussion at what was going on. Everybody exchanged information, and I gave Gary my personal cell phone number, as I always do. And I said, if something happens and something goes wrong, you call me immediately. 2:30 in the morning, my phone rang. And he said, and I hear people screaming. He said, Sean, they're telling me I'm going to the police station and making a statement. I'm going to go there two ways. They're going to drag me there, or I'm going to do it voluntarily. I said, let me talk to the police officer. Talk to the police officer. I said, just so I understand, is my client under arrest? They said, no. And I said, so I'm clear. You're violating his constitutional rights. You're removing him from his home, and you are taking him as a custodially to the police department for questioning. And he said, I don't care how he gets there. I mean, they're going to drag him there. He's going to come voluntarily. And I said, Gary, go there voluntarily. No, no, we can't fight it. And I said, your attorney in Philly will be on the way. Before the attorney from Philly got there, he called me back. He said, John, I got to the precinct. I heard someone said, you did what? He gave me my concealed carry permit back, my holster back, and my ammunition back and a magazine, but they didn't give me the gun, and they sent me home. They said, there's not going to be any charges filed. He said, I want my gun back. I said, write a letter. Let's write a letter. I dropped him a letter. I said, send it in. He said, you want your gun back? And he received, no. We decided we're going to seize it, but there's an appeal process. And remember, we're looking at a Ruger LC9, and we're 300 and change.
Right.
And so I go. Download the forms, and I look the filing fee for me to even file an appearance to get his firearms back was over $500. And I said, I'm just going to buy you a new gun. We're going to replace your firearm. He goes, well, I want my gun back. I said, I understand. I understand you want all the blood you can get, but let's do it the cheap way. Just let me buy you a brand new gun. And so that's basically how that ended. But it, for a 72-year-old man to be harassed like that, but you know, and sometimes justice in America isn't always justice. And, then coincidentally speaking, the police never found a report of anybody going to the emergency room, of anybody reporting a gunshot wound, at least for that night and probably the couple days after that. And it just goes to show you, when you're laying on the ground, looking straight up at your attacker, if they're not looking at your front sight, who knows where the bullet's going.
Right.
So practice, 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 everybody.
So
front sight, front sight, front sight.
How did they know they even needed to do a report then?
Report on what? The shooting?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we called 911 and they showed up.
Right.
They had all the information. He said, hey, I was on my bicycle. These guys punched me, knocked me, started beating at me. I used my gun in self-defense, and that's it. And that's more than I wish he would have said. But basically, he said just the bare bones, and he didn't make any incriminating statements. He was a fear for his life. And then they want him to go down to the station for more? And, you know, and he doesn't have to until he has a chance to meet with his counsel in Philadelphia. And then he'll take care of it from there. You know, this isn't street justice, and certainly he was constitutionally protected from being removed from his house if he wasn't under arrest, which he wasn't.
What was the – so that one came out okay. The good guy got him.
Exactly. We never heard from anybody again.
But we don't know – well, when we – we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about this thing in Oklahoma. I'm sure you saw that one.
Okay. Yep.
SecondCallDefense.org. You can go there and join them, and you should join them. You should join them because it is it's a educational resource. It's something that will cover you wherever you go.
In fact, one better than that, Bill. If it mentions your name, you'll get your first month free. People, Bill
that's
Brady.
Right. That's right, or any combination thereof, because I'm the only Bill they know. So we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now. Individual
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. I'm sure you saw the incident in Oklahoma. Sean? Did we lose Sean?
No, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay, well, I think
you never know.
Yeah, it's live radio. I mean, we can't go back and redo that. We just got to go with it. Anyway, you saw the incident in Oklahoma, yeah?
Yeah, I loved it for a couple of reasons. an AR-15, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
A firearm in common use, folks. A firearm that's capable of defending a person's home. And so that was the first thing.
Right.
And then I like the fact that for whatever reason, the getaway driver turned herself in, and then they charged her with felony murder.
Yeah, well, you know. It's got to be an occupational hazard. If you're going to be a home invader, getting perforated has got to be an occupational hazard. That's just all there is.
Well, you know, it is, and thank God that we have things like the Castle Doctrine to keep their family members from suing the homeowner or the 23-year-old son who used lethal force to defend his life. Because before the Castle Doctrine, there was attorneys out there that were filing civil suits against these people.
Right.
And a lot of them were, you know, there's insurance companies were just stroking checks, whether they were nuisance checks or they were afraid to lose, which was even more bizarre. So we've come a long way in America, and a lot of gun owners in America, and over 400 million firearms now estimated in America, enough for all of us and more.
you know, depending on who you talk to, there's some people think there may be 660 million guns in America.
You know what? That's probably a more accurate figure. And I just added 660 million. Because I texted you pictures of my latest purchase.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. There's a Glock 17, 15th anniversary 9/11 commemorative.
Commemorative? See,
yeah,
the problem with me with every Glock is when I get every Glock, I just look at that as a blank canvas to be sending off to agency, where all that commemorative stuff would just be shaved right off of it.
Well, and my son said, "Dad, are you going to shoot that?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'll take it."
Yeah.
And then I just found out that Kimber has a 10 millimeter that's coming in. I forget what that's called, but so Kimber's created and selling a 10 millimeter that they're on their way to the stores. And I'm not a Kimber freak, but for those guys out there who like Kimbers, yeah, you got a Canon now, so that'll be interesting.
You know, for a 10 millimeter, I think the best bang for the buck is probably Rock Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I have this this Agency Arms Glock that I've got, which is very nice. And if I could ever get a hold of like a Desert, or not a Desert Eagle, but a Delta Elite, a Colt Delta Elite. I would like one of those, but I mean, I have shot the Rock Island Armory. I think it is an outstanding gun. And 10 millimeter with a steel gun is the way to go.
Yeah. And then Glock also just came out with a Navy SEAL commemorative. It has Poseidon's spear on the top of the slide, which looks pretty bad. And then, and also a Semper Fi one that I just happened to see coming in. And you know, and I have a number of them. I'm going to have to choose. I got a 10 millimeter in the safe that I'm going to have to send to Agency Arms. You've been talking about it for a long time. And I just need to get one done, and then I have a feeling it's going to cost me a lot of money because probably all mine are going to be heading that direction.
Well, I'll have the Glockzilla with me in April, so
okay.
you can take it out.
I've already identified the range nearby.
Oh, we could go shoot. I'll bring some ammo so we could go shoot that gentleman.
Yeah, range fees and the Uber will be on me if you let me shoot your gun.
Maybe we could get John Adine to bring he's got a SIG P220 in 10.
That would be worth it too.
Yeah. So that in April we'll be, what is the name of the venue where this is going to be?
You know, I can't remember. It's the convention center either. Right downtown. And I'll think about it, but it's right downtown, surrounded by everything. I mean, the hotels are pretty much surrounded down nearby there. And, now, are you bringing your wife?
I am.
All right. The only reason why I asked is because Dick Keller called me last night and wanted to know if someone needed a roommate.
You told me that. That would be quite the evening, wouldn't it? To be spending the evenings with the Heller out of the Heller.
Keller.
Yeah.
And it is. It's amazing to talk to him. And when he tells you the story of how that all came about, it's amazing. He's an amazing man to listen to. And I don't know if Tim Knight's listening tonight, but he probably wonders why I had Dick call. Well, when Dick called me last night, I wasn't in a position to have a roommate, but I didn't know if Tim would or not, so I told him to call Tim.
I don't know. I talked to Tim the other day, but at the time I didn't know Mr. Heller was looking for a roommate, so... This is going
to
be an interesting
time.
Yeah.
You know, it is going to be a great time. The NRA is going to rule out their personal protection stuff and a lot of other things that you and I can talk about that are top secret right now. And then, but it's going to be a very, very unusual, I think, convention as far as NRA goes, because they're really pulling out all the stops. And just the fact that I've been invited to have seminars on lethal force and the law is a change because, you know, I've been at the Great American Outdoor Show. They never seem to have the time, but I think the interest is there now that I'll be doing those seminars there. So, you know, I can't wait to meet everybody because I enjoy giving the seminars.
Yeah. But we got to take some time to go shoot some stuff. So,
yep.
And
like
while we're there now, one of the managing members of Agency Arms will be there. So,
All right, there we go.
We'll hook you up with Mr. Parks, and you guys can work out the details.
Should I bring my G20 with me, and then after I shoot your agency, then just hand my 20 to him and tell him to go at it?
You might have to do the whole FFL thing. I don't know how that works.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that
government
works.
Government again.
But you could bring it down so you could shoot yours and then shoot this one. And then you could actually compare it and actually say to yourself, well, this is why I would do this. So, anyway.
That's a good point.
Now then, heading into the break, secondcalldefense.org. Will the discount that you give, with the promo code, will that be in effect at the booth?
Yes, it will. It'll be in effect at the booth. In fact, just come in and mention Bill Frady, and we'll use Bill's, and we might have some other specials at the booth also. But it's I'm excited. There's nothing like the annual meeting every year. It keeps getting better, and even though I keep getting busier, you know what we should do? Let's you and I put our heads together either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and let's pick some place to meet, and we can get all your listeners together. It's kind of like ARFCOM does. We get together, some place by a booth. You know, we can do Magpul. Gather a Magpul at Saturday at a certain time. So we'll think about that. That way all your listeners can be there, and we can all finally meet each other.
That'd work. We could do that. I'm game.
Okay, I'll start thinking.
We'll be right. We're heading to break. We'll be right back.
A knife. But if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Joining us again is Second Call Defense CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Now, Sean, we have an email from the gentleman that you met at the seminar not too long, Keith.
Huh?
He wants to know about carrying a gun while traveling, specifically airport travel. First question is, he knows that you talk about picking your bags up and going into the restroom and suiting up, so to speak. How do you present the firearm when you're getting ready to, you know, when you're checking in and getting ready to get on the plane?
It's a pretty simple procedure throughout the United States. It varies slightly from airport to airport. You need to have a separate locked container for the firearm and your ammunition, or you can just put your ammunition anywhere in a suitcase, but I just put my load of magazines beside my gun in my hard side lock case inside of a locked suitcase. So all you do is have a locked suitcase and you have the box of the gun in it locked inside. You tell them you have a firearm declared. You take care of your ticketing, and they're going to hand you a blaze orange card that says, "I certify the gun is unloaded." And you sign it, and they witness it. Used to be they wanted to see the gun. Now they don't want to touch the gun or look at the gun. And they hand you the orange card back and tell you to put it beside the box in your suitcase and lock the suitcase up, and then you're done. At Cincinnati's airport, for instance, then they take the suitcase, it's got a red tag on it, and they ask you to hang around the desk for 3 or 4 minutes where it's x-rayed, and they say, "Okay, Mr. Maloney, you can go." Then at your destination, you pick it up again. Now, you have to pay attention to make sure that you're in the jurisdiction where you're allowed to have a firearm in the non-secure area. If you are, Kentucky you can, we just passed along Ohio, then you just go in the bathroom or wherever you want to go and load up. And I always get funny looks from the TSA agents because I don't take my holsters off. I have my inside the waistband on, and it's going through the conveyor, and I put it back on when I'm done. And then at Denver's airport, for instance, the same process in the beginning, the same orange card, and then they have a gentleman pick your suitcase up, and you follow him. You follow him about 3/4 of a mile through Denver's airport and up an escalator, and you go to a little room that has those red velvet ropes roping it off, and you watch them run your suitcase through the x-ray machine, and they say, "See you later, Mr. Maloney," and the guy takes that suitcase all the way back down to the counter and runs it through. And it's a very easy process. And I always tell people, This may be the first time you're doing it, but that agent's probably done it 100 times. And if that agent hasn't, somebody there can help he or she through it. It's pretty seamless, and it's common. I first started doing it, geez, when I was 14 or 15 years old and flying places and hunting, you know, with the family when we go to the different parts of the United States. So it's very simple. It's very easy. And I always say, for me, I'm directionally impaired as it is, and I'm going to get lost. And if I get lost, it's going to be really where I shouldn't be. So I always feel that I carry wherever I go, whenever I can. So it's pretty seamless. It's pretty easy. Don't be intimidated, because the TSA sees it all the time, and you're not going to get any dirty looks.
Now, since the Fort Lauderdale shooting, he's asking about the Fort Lauderdale shooting. I have seen some incidences where they take the suitcase and put a zip tie on it lengthwise and a zip tie on it widthwise, effectively wrapping it twice, which to me is sort of like they're doing that, of course, to make it harder to get to the gun in the non-secured area.
Right. Now, and I can tell you personally from a couple of changes I've seen in the last 3 or 4 months, even before that shooting, they started tagging the bags with a red tag, and they never did this before. The red tag, and if anybody works at the airport, and by the way, you're locking the guns up not to protect yourself or anything else. You're protecting your gun from being stolen behind the counter in the airport.
That's by the TSA and the baggage handlers.
Exactly. They're the ones that are stealing guns. And so now you used to wait at the carousel and just grab your bag and go. Now, and I found this quite by accident because I waited at CVG for 2 hours and where's my bag? And I went and they said, oh, it's a special handling thing now. So if you're flying American, you go to the American baggage counter, and it's probably sitting outside the counter. Now, your bag's sitting there with a red tag on it. Nobody's watching it. You just walk up and grab it. Well, guess what? If someone wants to go Christmas shopping for red tag suitcases, you know, I don't know how. So really, that's kind of a dumb thing. And but the only good thing is if you lose anything at the airport or if your luggage is damaged, I've had people call me, and I was with a traveler who had his suitcase cut into with a knife and the box removed and taken and stolen from the airport. It left at CVG. CVG had to replace it. They're responsible for 100% of it, and there's no questions asked. Your gun's gone. You file a report and you get it back. But and because of some of the panic, and now I haven't heard of the zip tie, that doesn't surprise me because some Yahoo anywhere is going to decide what to do. But I think it is kind of foolish to be marking your luggage with a card that says there's a gun in here, and then leaving your suitcase just sitting in some obscure corner of the airport.
Right. He's also, now I know I could go to like Cabela's or Academy Sports, and they know which are the approved, the TSA approved lock boxes and locks. And when you say locked up, it has to be with a lock, and you get to keep the key, right?
Correct. There's a couple things, a couple misnomers. You can use any box there is. I always laugh at my friends who got Pelican cases and all these expensive cases, because I have an old MKI plastic bag that, you know, plastic thing that puts a lock through it, and it's nothing special because it's in the suitcase and nothing's going to happen anyhow. But you may get a TSA agent and say, is that a TSA-approved lock? And you are not supposed to, in fact, it's a violation of federal law for you to have a TSA lock on your luggage or on your gun. You are the only person that has access to that firearm and the only person with the key to that firearm. So you should not use a TSA approved lock where they have a skeleton key for everything and they can't require you to do that. And if you get a TSA agent, because I've been asked, and I say, no, I don't. And they say, well, you have to. I said, get a manager. And the managers know, and it's a federal law. You are the only person that has the key to that lock or knows the combination. So any box that'll work, and then any lock that goes on it.
What is the incidence of guns stolen? You know?
You know what? I've never looked at that, but that'd be interesting. I wonder if there's the part of the Uniform Crime Report that way. My buddy that I was with, and went to the AccuSport SHOT Show, and he had a Pelican case, and he was bragging that he had these little master locks that were guaranteed that you couldn't cut through them. Well, you could see teeth marks on his lock, and they couldn't cut his lock, but that was a guy that they cut his suitcase and got, and then there was teeth marks on the Pelican case. and they couldn't get it either, so they left that there. And that's just somebody baggage handler and someone trying to steal. And I've showed up at a hotel room in Vegas, and I've opened my luggage, and my gun is outside of my plastic case, and the lock's been cut. But they didn't take the Glock, and I don't know why. Maybe because it's just a plain black Glock.
You know, what we need to do is we need to design a GPS tracker that would fit in the barrel of one of these guns when we're shipping them.
Yeah, you know what else? That probably would have been a good idea for the numbskulls that created Fast and Furious. You know, they press called it a failed gun tracking scheme, except there was no way they could track them anyhow.
Right, because they didn't even follow them to the border.
No, and then there's no way to track them. And those guns are still turning up killing people.
Yeah, you know, they'll be turning up for decades.
It's Obama's continuing criminal enterprise. And, you know, and I just not to get off totally off the subject, but why in the hell isn't Hillary being prosecuted?
I think they may be getting, but I keep hearing that anyway. But we're about to run out of time. We could go so far on that one that we'd still be talking this coming Tuesday. So,
hey, you want to know why you have second call defense? Because you pay $389, you had to use your gun in self defense, and we just stroked your check for $50,000. That's our client in California. That's why you have second call defense.
That's a pretty good return on the investment. That's why you.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, thank you, and be safe, everybody, and I can't wait till Wednesday.
There you go. Be right back. Hour number three coming up.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.